If you need to get your dog out and spend a little more energy,
yeah,
so it doesn't chew up
thing.
Things,
right.
We have something very exciting happening next week on the 30th, right before Halloween, is a Howl-a-ween celebration. It's our grand opening of the dog park at the Morris Buzz Hamilton Park. If you're not familiar with that area, it's right off the Park Hudson Trail between 158 and Copperfield Drive and right behind that substation.
Oh, I know. Okay. I wondered what. Okay.
Those big lights you'll see. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can see the sign right there that there's some signage for the park.
It's a beautiful park. We've been working really hard and getting that ready, and I know everybody's been very anxious for it. We have a big common area in that area, and then also a small and a large dog area. But the grand opening will begin at 6 o'clock and go till 8. We'll have goodies for the dogs, and we are encouraging them to come out dressed up and have a great time. And then also we'll have treats for the human beings as well.
Oh, very good.
But there'll be a quick little ceremony, grand opening, and then we'll open the gates, and everybody can bring their dogs in, and it's leash-free inside.
Yeah, good.
Unlike most of our parks, you know, you have to have a leash. So
cool.
It's going to be a really fun time. And parking for the area is over at the Bowen Elementary School on Copperfield Drive. And you can stroll with your dog down to the trail through the woods there.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up right at the dog park. Or you can park at that substation. There's going to be a parking back in that way, and we'll have signs out there to direct you.
How big is the fenced-in area? Can you tell me approximately?
Well, you know, I can't tell you exactly. I've got some numbers. I know there was like 10,000 acres out there that we developed.
No, not 10,000.
But part of that area was not being used, and we thought how best to use it was for a dog park.
And if people, you know, if you've been at College Station has one, it's great that both cities have one now, but you know, this is a college community, and there are a lot of kiddos who live in apartments who have bigger dogs, and they don't get a chance to get out. And plus the fact, dogs generally, unless they're dachshunds, are pretty social creatures.
Very social.
They like to find their own way to be able to play, and sometimes they play well with others, and sometimes they don't. But as long as everybody's kind of relaxed about it, dogs can come away with a really great experience.
Well, and yes, they can, and also the humans that bring them.
Sure.
Because it's a fun and relaxing time. We also have showering capabilities
over there for
your dog.
Wonderful.
If they do get very social and dirty.
Well, again, same problem for kids who are in apartments. I mean, you can't bathe the dog in the bathtub. It makes it difficult.
Exactly. Yeah. And then that we have watering facilities for humans and our doggies.
Excellent. That sounds great.
So it's going to be really a lot of fun. We've got some benches out there. The Arts Council has done for us, and
wonderful.
We're real excited to have those out there. So it's a beautiful area.
Now, what kind of hours of operation once you get up and running?
6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
We'll also be doing some light demonstrations on how to function those lights when you're out there in the evening.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's a well-lit area.
Absolutely. Okay, so the grand opening will be again?
October 30th, next Wednesday.
And you can bring them dressed if you want to.
Six to eight.
And have a good time. All right. All right. Anything else you got fun going on with you?
Oh, lots of fun stuff. You know, it's the holiday season.
Yeah, we are almost there, aren't we? We can say that now because it's not 95 degrees anymore, right?
Yes,
for us, we do the holiday things. Thanks, Gwen. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.